Hello, and we are now recording, Joel.
Excellent. Welcome. Welcome, Dr.
So if you've joined us in the last 30 seconds, please push star 6 and mute yourself out because we're starting a whole new way of doing these calls.
Right, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Definitely, let's just mention, a quick mention about the Oasis Retreat.
Right.
The website is now up. If you go to phporder, an easy way of doing it, .com, you'll see on the bottom, I guess it's like left-hand corner, a little pop-up for the Oasis Retreat.
Yeah, and apparently it's going to be operating, I guess, the months of July and August for an open type of retreat. I'm not sure who's going to be staffing it, but it, in other words, it is available for people to go for guided help with doing the fast. It includes exercise programs, and it includes an incredibly beautiful environment. You get all the products, and I believe it's $100 a day, which is actually a very good deal considering you're getting a beautiful environment and you're getting a private room with a bath and unlimited use of an infrared sauna. And if something like this is what you're looking for, to have support while you're doing something like this, which is very important, by the way, there are some people do it fine when they're by themselves, but a lot of us, it really helps to be in an environment where other people are doing the same thing. So that's something to consider.
Yeah. Let's make a quick mention too of the great special we have going on this month, which we're coming to the end of the month now. Whereas if you actually buy a large Power Shake and a large Master Amino, you get the Montmorency Tart Cherry, the Apothecary Concentrate for free, and an Herbal Fiber Cleanse for free.
And that really is, that's a very good deal.
Yeah, that's an
excellent just the cherry juice alone would make it a good deal. But so, yeah, no, it's worth taking advantage of, and there are products that you can use all the time. So it's not like, even if you've done the fast before, and you're not going to do it right now, it's still a wonderful thing to take advantage of because they're great products and it's a great bargain. And right now we live in a world where saving some money is a good thing to do.
So Dr. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the new purpose of this call.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. One of the things, Joel, as you know, and I know our good friend Bob Page has been talking to me about, is that many, many people who call me allegedly about health questions, they also ask me point blank, all right, how do I involve my friends, my family? I like the products and, obviously I want to help people. I also want to make some money. So, what do I have to do? Because I don't know how to do this. And so that's a very common question that comes up. Now, one of the things that's happened recently, and we have our fearless leader, good old Dave Sandoval, to thank for this, is he brought us a
web event made easy. Welcome to the webinar. You have entered as an attendee in listen-only mode. It's about, we're going to show you all the ways you can get...
Okay, we're hearing something, so if whoever's hearing that, if you could push star 6, that would be great.
You've got my store, you've got my retail mall, you've got my green mall, which is obviously the backbone of our business and what we're really about. You have so many ways to save money.
Okay, thank you. So basically, what we're working on is this. And a couple weeks ago, or last week, whenever it was, time flies, Dave had one of our members, Penny, call in, and she and someone who's going to be on in about 20 minutes basically have done the fast, and she talked about, her experience with it, and this man, like I said, about 20 minutes from now, Tim, he's going to share his experience. And so one of the things that we want to do, and this is why we are going to do this new format with not muting the whole line but asking you to mute yourself, is that once we get into this section, after Tim does his testimonial, we would like to invite other people who have had experiences that have helped them with the products, whether it's that you've been able to get off of drugs, whether you've lost weight, whether you sleep better, whatever it might be. And one of the reasons we're doing this is for several reasons. One of the problems that happens is we are creatures of so many habits that we often don't notice when something has helped us. And so if we actually make a point of saying, okay, let me think about, here's some products I've been taking. Here's how I've changed my diet. Here's how I changed my lifestyle. How do I feel differently now? And most people don't actually take the time to think about it. And so we really would like you to do some of that thinking and let us know some of the things that have helped you, because this is how we can help other people. Now, the second part of this equation will fall into your camp, all of you folks listening. We're going to provide education for the first part of the show like we always have done, and then we're going to open it up to testimonials. Now, the value of testimonials, obviously, is that we're all going to be able to hear each other's comments that people would have. I mean, you don't feel like you have to, you know, offer a testimonial, but as they come up, we would appreciate you you sharing them. So the other part of this is that it's going to be to your best interest if you let your friends and family know that they can call in and they can listen to the information that we share and the testimonials that we have to offer. Now, if you have people that, you know, are reluctant or, you know, that really don't know anything about it, one of the best things you can do is you can three-way them in. In other words, you call them and then you call the 212 number. And that way, if they're on a landline, it doesn't even cost them anything, especially if it's not on the East Coast, if it's not 9 o'clock yet, and on a cell phone, it still doesn't cost them. I mean, it depends on, you know, that's why it's better if they use landlines. So the point is you can invite someone and you can even do the work for them and you can call in, bring them into the call, and then afterwards you stay on the line with that person and you ask them if they have any questions or comments about what they've heard. This is how we are going to involve other people in PHP, and this is especially how we're going to help people with a lot of health problems. Now, with this in line, I want to let everyone know that next week you certainly want to make sure you tune in, because we are going to have an exciting call that was pre-recorded a few weeks ago that Bob Page, who is one of our longtime members, and myself did with a couple of, I think it was two or three members who have used our products and have had amazing results. And the amazing results were both of these people had a lot of health problems, were on a lot of drugs, and they've both been able to get off their drugs and feel a whole bunch better. Now, one of the things I always like to say about this, and we're going to, you'll hear it again next week when you listen, is that we don't, as a company, claim that our products will cure anything. They don't. Drugs don't cure either. It just so happens that in our bizarre society right now, our government has given permission for drug companies to use the word cure. Like if you watch a commercial for Nexium on acid reflux, they will tell you, which is a blatant lie, they'll tell you that if you take Nexium for a certain amount of time, it will heal your esophagus. That is a bold-faced lie, okay? A toxic drug does not heal anything. Neither does anything we have. But the body will heal itself if we give it the right tools. Now, in the case of Nexium, what it does is it helps to it quashes the acid, so it allows a healing process to take place. That's how they accomplish that. But it's at the expense of putting toxic chemicals into your body. And you can read their own side effects, and it'll say it's toxic. Okay. Whereas if you use like our barley juice and you sip barley juice because you have acid reflux, it's going to neutralize the acid, and hopefully you'll make some lifestyle changes to eliminate the need for having acid reflux. But that's another story that we've talked about before and we will talk about again. But the point is that if you take away what's causing the problem and allow the body to heal itself, voila, you feel a whole bunch better. Now, the Nexium didn't heal, the barley juice didn't heal, but the barley juice didn't cause any side effects other than good nutrition. So that's the difference. And so we want to make sure everyone understands that when you're doing these testimonials and when you're telling us, even if you tell us that you were on these drugs and you're not on these drugs anymore, You don't need to say that this product healed me, because it didn't. What you want to always focus on is we're now giving the body the nutritional tools that it needs so it can go about its own healing and repair work. And it's very important that we all stay focused on that for many reasons. Number one, it happens to be the truth. And number two, we want to stay legal, and we don't want to get ourselves in trouble. But staying true is the most important thing, because we don't want to be like these other people who are saying things that aren't accurate. It's ridiculous. Now, before we get into a special note about what we were going to talk about tonight, before we get into our testimonial, I do want to make one comment about the fasting program, because I have had many, many, many calls, people doing the fasting. And I would say that the majority of people are doing well, have had no trouble. I know we have a member on the East Coast of Florida in her mid-40s. I think she's been doing it for 15 days or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been going well. Okay, and this lady who's on now up in Chicago, she's been doing well. In fact, she's been sending notes about it every day, which is very fun to read, because she's sort of giving us a play-by-play about how it's working. If you joined us, please push *6 so you can mute yourself so we don't hear you.
Yeah, we have some background noise. If you push *6 if you just called in.
Call him when you have a time. He's
*6, please.
Sorry,
I was talking on the telephone.
Thank you, love. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, what I'm going to do right now is I'll just do this, and then we'll undo it in 10 minutes.
Let's just do that, because people call in.
Okay, so now we've muted. So, yes, please be sure, folks, if you are on the line, we are now having an interactive call. So we need to make sure that if you are not talking, and we'll ask people to talk when it's time, that you make sure you push *6 so that we don't get a lot of background noise. And so obviously some of you didn't hear that, but that's
Michael,
okay.
Michael, go about that. It's probably a certain portion of this call. We'll just open the lines up for that.
Exactly. Yes, we will. Okay, so the special note about our fasting program that I want to stress is that one thing is about stress. If you're in a stressful situation and you have to continue working, or you're dealing with a stressful personal situation or whatever, it's very difficult to do a fast. Stress and worry and all these kinds of emotions burn up lots and lots of nutrients. They also cause a lot of inner stress to our body's organs. And so it's very difficult to do a program like this if you're under stress. So that's point number one. Point number two, if you are presently on drugs, whether they be for diabetes or any of the statins for cholesterol or blood thinning medicine or blood pressure medicine, anything like this, it's a real good idea that you're welcome to call me and we'll discuss what you're taking and how you can best do a fast and, you know, with what you're doing. The other option is you can talk to your own health care provider and say, I would like to do a cleansing fast that provides these nutrients, and I understand I'm taking these drugs, so I need a little counseling. You want to make sure that you consult with someone before you start something like this. Keep in mind, folks, that, you know, Eric Neese, who is sort of our poster child, he's in excellent shape. He's a young guy, okay? And he could do it for, you know, 15, 20 days, probably 30 days. And, you know, he's going to do fine. Okay. But a lot of us, because we're not coming from a position of perfect health and we have issues or we're taking drugs or we're under a lot of stress, these are all factors that you have to factor in before you start doing something like this. Because, like I said, I have talked to a number of people who have had difficulty, and these are the issues that have come up almost invariably. So I want to say that, because the main reason I'm saying it is because I want to make sure everyone has a good experience if they try this. And so, you know, there's nothing worse than trying something and not knowing what all the issues are. So that's an important point. Now, last but not least, one of the things that our educational part that we were going to share to you with you tonight. And one of the things that Joel and I want to do every week is that we always want to make sure that we're providing you with some information that can be immediately used by you. It's very important. Okay, so in other words, not only are we providing a format for sharing testimonials, not only are we providing the format to invite your friends and neighbors and interested people who have health problems so they can hear what other people, how other people are experiencing our products, but we also want to give you some information that you may not be able, you may not have access to, that can help you. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's secretive, but we're going to share information that isn't necessarily, you know, what you're going to hear on CNN or the late night show. So the topic for right now, for the next few minutes, is excessive noise. We are slowly but surely living in a world that is becoming noisier and noisier and noisier. And in the summertime, the summer months, it's the noisiest time of the year. Obviously, people have their windows open. People are outside, and we don't even notice the sounds because we become immune to them. Studies at several universities point out that when you start hearing continuous sounds over 75, 80 decibels, which is pretty much a lot of what's out there today, when you hear an ambulance go by, a siren, that's way over that. You know, when you hear horns blow, when people yell, a lot of people have these boom boxes blasting. I mean, heaven help their own bodies, but, you know, like, you know, we're all suffering because of that loud noise. So studies show that loud noise actually affects directly many metabolic systems. Number one, it can actually cause blood vessels to contract. It can increase blood pressure. It can definitely increase so-called LDL levels in the blood because of stress that is put on with the toxic overload of the excess acid that the body is producing because of the stress the sound is producing, okay? It puts a tremendous load on the spleen, on the liver, on the kidneys, on the stomach. So if you've just had a heavy meal, and you expose yourself to loud music, even if it's pleasant music, okay, if it's really loud, that actually interferes with your body's own ability to digest the food properly. So these are all issues that, you know, we don't ever hear about. I mean, you know, who's going to tell you about this kind of stuff? It's almost unheard of. And so it's real important that we start sharing this kind of information with our, you know, with our friends and families. Like, for example, a study that was done at Ball State University in Indiana at the audiology clinic, Professor David Kaufman, he actually found out that here we come, you know, we're coming up on the 4th of July. The pop of fireworks causes tremendous stress on our systems. Now, does this mean you don't go listen to fireworks or watch them? No. But think about getting some earplugs. You know, lower the amount of decibels. Like, for example, a lot of this stuff is anywhere between 90 and 140 decibels. But if it's over 80, it can actually cause long-term hearing damage as well as put stress on every usable part of your body in terms of the organs that are doing things, your brain, your heart, like I said, the liver, the kidneys. And so one of the things that this man points out, he says, you know, the average person will wear a helmet if they're riding a bike. They make sure they put their seatbelt on in the car, but they don't think about protecting their ears. And so studies now are out. The National Center for Health Statistics say that 15% of Americans below the age of 19 have suffered significant hearing loss. That's pretty scary, okay? And the ways you can tell if your hearing has been impaired at all are things like, does it sound like you're hearing muffled speech? If you're standing 2 feet away from somebody, can you tell everything that they're saying if they're speaking in a normal voice? Obviously, if you have a pain or a ringing in your ears, you know, that's a that's a clue, big clue. And if you're always asking other people to speak louder if you're having a conversation, that's a good sign. So one of the things that Kaufman says is he said, at this point, we are under the impression, and as far as I know, he may be true. I mean, I'm a great believer that Hippocrates said anything can be healed and, you know, anything can be reversed. But according to what science now knows, hearing loss is non-reversible. But we can prevent hearing loss. And if we've had hearing loss, we can prevent further hearing loss. So that's why he recommends earplugs if you're going to be exposing yourself to loud music, loud sounds, even lawnmowers. You know, like if you're going to go cut the grass, put some earplugs in or some other ear protection. The other thing you want to make sure you're doing, if you are having to deal with the stress of loud noise, keep in mind that the reason why your blood pressure spikes, your blood sugar can spike, you know, you get all sorts of hormonal changes. I mean, these things are real physiological changes that are measured. It means that your body is utilizing nutrients. So this is when you want to take the extra precaution and make sure that you are fulfilling what your body needs. And there is no better way to fulfill what your body needs than through PHP products, because we're not selling pills, we're not selling remedies, we are selling concentrated whole superfoods. And as you know, Joel, there's a whole bunch of difference between a superfood and just a vitamin pill. You want to tell us a little bit why? Will you do that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, chemical vitamins against superfoods, I mean, it's no comparison. I mean, nutrient-dense superfoods, I mean, it's the new, I would say, world way. If you don't add something like, you know, wheatgrass or okra, you know, certain types of, you know, seeds and nuts and berries. And
yep.
I mean, we have something, like, you know, if you want to just even mention, Michael, like the daily fiber blends. I mean, that's something where you have sprouted grains, you have flax seed, you have all
yep.
kinds of great, great stuff that's in there. That's a whole food, activated barley, which is probably our super carbohydrate, which is probably the most powerful carbohydrate out there.
Yep.
When you have that and you can take a serving of that every day, you're going to feel the difference. You're going to actually, you know, definitely able to realize that what you're doing in comparison to that makes, you know, a clear difference. And, you know, adding
you
something like our...
And that's the thing, is you feel different almost
yeah,
you know, within immediately, if not a couple of days. And you don't get brightly colored urine because you've just taken a high B-complex vitamin.
Right. And you're drinking some oversweetened chemical fruit juice compared to our,
right.
like a Pata cherry or a Bio Fruit. You know, we have a cherry concentrate that's stronger than anything else that's out there. And
yeah.
as a fruit, I mean, I have to ask people to do the research for themselves. And we have some beeping in the background. If we could just lower that. If you do the research on your own on the Montmorency tart cherry, I was just actually playing ball today with some friends down in Cooper City, and the guy on the court had some inflammation. I was saying, you know, just do me a favor tonight. Go onto Google and just Google Montmorency tart cherry. And there you go. I mean, you look at something like that, and you see all the studies and reviews and, you know, all the testimonials and
oh,
stuff just by hitting Google with one product. And
yeah.
I always ask people, you know, what compares to that? Nothing, you know. It's just an amazing thing that we have something as powerful as that in our arsenal, where it's one of, like, 50 or 60 products that are just great. And when you look at all these chemical vitamins out there with binders, with fillers, with excipients, coloring agents, artificial colors, all the stuff that's in them, garbage, as we call it,
yep.
compared to what we have, you know, we have something that hasn't been denatured, you know, something that is really whole and fresh and real. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding, like you always say, Michael. You know, try our wheatgrass, try our kamut for, you know, 25 cents a serving, and see how you feel compared to, you know, I tell people, I even give them a food test. I'm like, you know, eat a plate of cruciferous vegetables. Right? And then, you know, tell me how you feel. Then the next day I'll have them say, well, you know, take a shot of our, you know, of our kamut. Now, how do you feel? And they'll always say, well, I have a little more energy with the kamut. I'll say, yeah, because, you know, it's like probably 10 to 15 servings what you just had yesterday of those other vegetables.
Yeah, plus
so,
it's also in a pre-digested form, so it's like mainlining your bloodstream.
Yeah, and just if you add, you know, two simple things, just like a nice, you know, green drink every day, even if you have to put some fruit juice in it, just make sure it's organic and raw as best as it could be, you know, get the purest form, and just put a little bit in about a third. You know, you don't need to do a whole glass of, you know, apple juice or cranberry juice and put the green foods into it. You could just, a lot of people get mixed up on how to mix fruit juice into their green drink, because what I always say is take about 3/4 of a glass of water, put an ice cube in, put a big scoop of Kahmoot in, then put just about a splash, you know, about a third, or maybe not a quarter of the apple juice or cranberry juice that you use, and make sure it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
Make sure it's organic and minimal processing as well, if you get stuff that's, you know, that's real. And yeah, I always try to encourage people to squeeze their own juice. Get one of those little juicers, or, you know, make some fresh juice every day, and you can mix some
carrots. That's the best, if you can. If you know, ideally, try doing our greens, like our Kahmoot blend or our Best of Greens, or, you know, the barley juice. Try doing it with just plain water, and, you know, see how you do. Most people will say that after doing it for a few days or a week, they actually start getting used to it, and they end up liking it, because we've all become addicted to the wrong taste. And when we start having real food again, you know, our body has to get used to it. And once it's used to it, it doesn't want to go back again.
Right. You miss it. You know, if I go a day without a green juice, I really feel it, you know?
Yep, exactly.
So getting back to the point of, you know, you might want to touch too, Michael, on just your overview just on chemical vitamins against, you know.
Right. Well, real quickly, without taking a lot of time, but the real issue is our body was designed to eat food, not swallow chemicals. And study upon study show that when you swallow these chemical vitamins, like ascorbic acid, which some people think is vitamin C, it's not vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is a part of vitamin C, that within a couple hours, you're already going to see 98% of that ascorbic acid in your bladder, in your urine. That's how fast your body kicks it out. But when you take our C from nature, our amla vitamin C, any whole food concentrate that has a lot of vitamin C, studies show that after 72 hours, your body only gets rid of 2%. So, I mean, there is the proof right there that the body knows what to do with food, but it does not know what to do with chemicals. And so don't be fooled by all this marketing glitz about, you know, take 1,000 milligrams of calcium, take, you know, 500 milligrams of this and 700 milligrams of that. Your body doesn't know what to do with it any more than putting the fuel that they use in the space shuttle. If you put that in the gas tank of your car, you blow the motor up, okay?
Right.
You got to have the right fuel for the right application. And our bodies, the right fuel is food. And so that's what PHP prides itself on, is food. Now, what I'd like to do, because we're going to, hopefully we're going to have Tin on in a second, is I'm going to do a quick testimonial myself just to
get... Great. I was going to say, why don't we start off by you...
I'll do a quick testimony. Maybe you can do a quick one, Joel, and then we'll get Tin on. Basically, I think my favorite product in our entire line is our Tropic Oil. And the reason I say that is because it has helped me immensely. Now, I love the greens. You know, I love the cherry juice. I mean, I like a lot of our products immensely. But the Tropic Oil has helped me immensely because I was having severe gum problems. And my good old dentist, you know, said, we need to do a Roto-Rooter. You need to do laser surgery, you know, because you have too many pockets, blah, 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 blah. And a good friend of mine over a year and a half ago told me about oil pulling. And we've had a show about just talking about oil pulling. But basically, real briefly, what you do is you take a teaspoon of any kind of liquid oil, but the coconut oil works the best because it has antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral properties. You put it in your mouth and you swish it around your gums and your teeth for 20 minutes, and then you spit it out. You don't ever swallow that because it's full of nasty stuff that's coming out of your mouth.
Toxic as it could be.
Toxins, big time, yeah. So after doing this for a while, I ended up going to the dentist, and instead of having a laser surgery, she does a deep cleaning. And it doesn't even take her nearly as long as she thought it was going to take her. And I said, oh, well, you know, Dawn, how come you got done so fast? She says, well, you've done a lot of preliminary work. I don't know what you've been doing, but, you know, you've really made my job a lot easier. And
wow.
So that really made me feel good. And trust me, folks, I'm going to be doing this oil pulling for the rest of my life because it makes my mouth feel good. And I know it's good for me. And so, you know, that's my testimonial.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about oil pulling, I guess the website is oilpulling.com. You can learn the technique.
Oh, you just go to oil pull. You just Google oil pulling. There are thousands of websites that don't sell anything. They just give information.
Right. And
yeah, phenomenal.
tropic oil is actually fantastic for it.
Yep.
So
what do you got, Joel? Give us a quick testimony.
Yeah, I'll just view a quick one on my favorite product, probably in the top three. I would just say, let's talk about the cherry for a quick minute. I definitely had some disturbances in sleep, you know, stress and everything going on in my life over the years, and haven't always slept perfectly. And once the cherry was introduced to me, that was one of the first things I saw, that I slept much more deep, you know, deep and sound. And the most important thing about the cherry is that when I woke up, I felt very rested. I felt like I had a really good night's sleep. And just as a juice, I mean, I really believe, I mean, there's so many phytonutrients and phytochemicals in fruits. And if you look at the spectrum of what's actually in the cherry, you'll be astounded. It's amazing. So I know that there's some really good stuff in there. So maybe I wouldn't say a placebo effect, but I know that since there's really good stuff in there, I know it's doing good things for my body. You know, the anti-protection, you know, antioxidants, the protection for my cells. And, you know, basically when you work out and you do things like, you know, if you go to the gym or play ball, which I do a lot, you produce tons and tons and tons of free radicals. So what better way to combat the free radicals with antioxidants? Right, Michael?
Exactly.
So,
and the other thing, as you pointed
quality.
Out, the next morning you feel rested, whereas people that take sleeping medicine, which I don't recommend at all, but people that do that, you know, often they feel like they've been drugged when they wake up in the morning. And it's a real difficult time to do that.
Yeah, and then most people that I've spoken to that are on drugs for sleeping, they build up a resistance to them over a few months, or, you know, 2 or 3 months or 4 months, and they don't work anymore.
Yep, exactly.
You know, so the cherry has been very consistent for me, knowing
cool.
that it's such a powerful fruit. I'll just end with this and say that it's my favorite, you know, fruit juice now, and I give it to my son, and I give it to my wife and
excellent.
Friends and family, and it's so well-priced. I mean, I use,
yep.
I only do, I would say, a half an ounce a day. That's all I need. I'm a small guy, you know, I probably
yep.
weigh about, you know, 130 pounds. I don't need to do a full ounce, and if things got worse where I couldn't sleep or had lots of inflammation and different
there's
issues,
more.
I would just double up and triple
yeah,
up
exactly.
on it, you know, depending
yep.
on, you know. That's it.
No, it's perfect.
So we have 10
so thank
on the
you
phone,
very much.
Do we?
Yeah. Now, one of the things I want to, let's remind everyone that this call and every call that we've had so far and everyone we're going to have in the future are going to be available on the replay line starting tomorrow. And they are also going to be in the back office. So if you have somebody that you want to hear one of these testimonials or a piece of information like, you know, you got a young guy who, you know, constantly listens to loud noise and you want him to hear this, all you've got to do is go to the back office and you can download that or you can send it to him as a link. So there's lots of ways you can share this information. So it's really, really cool. Okay, now I'm going to try and unmute this thing, and then hopefully Tim's on the line.
I'm on, Dr. Hello? Michael, he's on already. You don't have to unmute it.
Okay, hello? Okay,
hello?
You're on, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, tell us your experience.
Oh, well, my experience has been a great one. I'm on day 35, and I started out weighing 358 pounds, and I now weigh 321 pounds.
Wow.
In 35 days, I lost 37 pounds.
Excellent.
Wow.
That's excellent.
And what
exactly are you doing?
I did the antibiotic cleanse.
Okay.
I'm on the full cleanse. I'm doing the power. I did 7-day power shakes. And then after that, I did 3-day mucoidal cleanse.
Okay.
And after that, I did 5 days of apples for the kidney and liver cleanse.
Yep.
And then after that, I went back to shakes for a little while and then did the liver and the gallbladder cleanse.
Right. Now, how old are you, Tim?
Well, I am 35 years old. And
okay.
I'm from
Hawaii. How did you get yourself so overweight in the first place?
Well, in Hawaii here, we eat a lot and we party a lot. Well, we used to. I used to. And,
right.
you know, just the foods that we eat here are really high in cholesterol and fatty.
Yeah,
and really, really, no exercise.
Yeah. Now, so using these products, have you felt good while you've been doing this?
Oh my God, I felt through the whole journey. I felt unbelievable.
Okay.
I couldn't believe how much energy it gives me, and how, like I have a glowing light around me everywhere.
Excellent. Well, your voice sounds like it. Now, let me ask you the big question. The big question is, do you feel confident that once you go back to a, you know, of starting to eat food again, Are you going to be able to totally change your entire lifestyle, including exercise and so on and so forth?
Well, yeah, as far as exercise, I have been working out every day on this since I've been on this cleanse.
Yep.
And at the gym, I do 3 hours. I do work upper body workout. I ride the bike for about 45 minutes, half an hour. And I sit in the sauna, and I get, you know, for about half an hour to 45 minutes.
Okay.
I swim laps, and I do all, you know, I just go to the gym, and I get a good workout there and get a good sweat on.
Okay. And so, but basically, you're in pretty good health other than just being overweight.
Overweight, yes.
Yeah, okay,
very,
and you're
very
still
overweight.
A young guy, so that helps, okay. But you feel pretty confident that you're not going to go back to eating the wrong foods once you start?
Most definitely. I'm confident that I am not going to be eating the way I was before.
Excellent.
I am,
that's the main thing, because, yeah, that's true success.
Yes, for sure. Well, I planned on doing 50 days, and there's this lady in Jersey that Eric has worked with before, I think, that has done, I think, 52 days. So I want to beat her record. And
wow, I think you're going to do it, hands down. I got my money on you, Tim.
Sounds like. Well, what do you want your weight to be? How tall are you?
I'm 5'8", and I weigh now 321 pounds.
And what do you want your weight to be? What would ideally, where do you want to end up eventually?
220, 240.
Okay, well, that's certainly doable.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it for as long as I can, you know.
Yep.
I looked at it this way. If I can make it this far without eating no food, I can go longer, you know. It's a lot easier for me to just keep on going than to get back into breaking down into food. So I'm going to stick with the program and beat everyone's record.
That's great. We may have an award for that, right, Mike?
Yes. It sounds like you're making good progress. You know, the main barometer is obviously how you feel. If you're feeling good, that means you're on the right path, and that's good.
Yeah.
And one of the nice things about this program is it does. Dave did a good job in putting it together. And it's wonderful that we have the Power Shake now, because I mean that I think that's one of our best products, because it's so easy to use.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's everyone who's doing this, even if you're not doing the fasting, you're using our Power Shake, our Master Amino, you are getting so many valuable nutrients and protein that your body is just satisfied. And so the whole secret of health, the whole secret of longevity, it's very simple. It's just, you know, consume high-nutrient, low-calorie food. I mean, we need calories. You know, there's no doubt about the fact. Once you get to the point of, you know, where you want to be, you couldn't live on this the rest of your life, because you'd start, you know, it would be very difficult. But the point is that by providing your body with nutrients that it needs without empty calories, the body's happy. It's that simple. This isn't rocket science. I mean, this is like as simple as it gets.
Yes, it is. It's pretty simple. And, yeah, for the Power Shake, it's really simple, and it's by far my favorite product that's out there right now on this line.
Yeah.
I love them. I have 4 to 5 of them a day. And I,
wow.
Hey, Tin.
It gives me a lot of energy. That's what I love.
Tin, how do you do the Power Shake? What's your, like, if I was to see you right now and you had one in front of you, what would you mix it with?
I mix it with coconut water and Power Shake and flax seeds.
And flax seeds?
And put a very little spoon meat, you know, the really young coconut meat, kind. I put that kind of inside of the in the blender with a little, like 4 cubes of ice, and I blend it up and liquefy it and put it in my shaker bottle and off to work or wherever I'm going.
Wow, sounds great.
That does sound delicious. Let's make one, Joel.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
oh my
one
God,
of my favorite.
Unreal.
I've been doing a lot lately. I've been taking the Power Shake and I've been mixing it with some hemp milk.
Yes, yeah.
And a
Penny,
splash.
Penny was taught me that one. But
yeah, and I do a splash of the cherry. I do like maybe like a tablespoon of the cherry, half a tablespoon to a tablespoon of cherry, and I put some cinnamon in.
Wow.
And I use the vanilla hemp milk, and boy, that is like it's like dessert.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, that's
just
like I don't do that.
Coconut water with the shake, I like just like that. It's like a dessert to me.
Right. Yeah, with the coconut water, it's so sweet, delicious.
So sweet.
That's
and
great.
I get fresh coconuts here because. I own a business, a tree trimming business, I got a couple buddies of mine that go around and we trim coconut trees.
Oh man!
And I get all the free coconuts.
That's great.
So yeah,
well, you're living in the right place for that.
Yeah,
definitely. I go through about 150 to 200 coconuts a week.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Holy mackerel. That's wonderful.
That sounds like a record right there, Tim.
I think so. Yeah.
Put you up.
Well, I just want to be healthy, and this is the right plan for me, and I love it.
We really appreciate you sharing this with us. I think we're sort of running out of time, Joel.
Yeah, I just want to say this. Tim, do you have a second favorite product next to the Power Shake? If we took the Power Shake away from you, what would you like next? What would you move on to?
Master Amino Complex.
There you go. How do you feel on the Master Amino? What's that do for you?
It gives me really, I've got like outrageous amount of energy, and it makes me just, I'm not sitting around anymore. I'm up doing things. I'm doing all types of activities that I couldn't do before.
Is that one?
Voice
certainly sounds like you're up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I took, because of my weight, you got to take 2 for every 25 pounds you are. I take 26 a day.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah,
wow.
And it burns the energy, man. I mean, it gives me a lot of energy. It burns the fat.
Yeah.
And builds
and
the muscle.
And it's helping keep my, all the weight I lost, my body's getting flabby, so it helps keep everything tight.
Elasticity.
Yeah, it's a great product. Definitely
a
great
product. It's
a
really good product. It's my second best.
That's a
and
great.
And I like the cherry also, too. The cherry
Which one?
Makes me
Oh, yeah, the cherry.
The cherry
yeah,
drink,
yeah.
I like that one, too, a lot.
Yeah, the cherry is great.
I sleep really deep at night.
That
the
I was
cherry
just talking
juice
about
is
that.
One of our favorite. That's one of our most popular products.
Yeah. It seems the general consensus of that.
I've had sleep apnea before this, and I snore really loud. And since I've been on these products, my wife tells me that, I rarely snore, and, I don't have sleep apnea where I stop breathing at night.
Wow.
Well,
now
that's
reason enough. That's plenty of reason to rejoice.
Well,
she must be,
Your wife's going to keep you on the stuff whether you do or not.
Well, she did it with me.
Is she doing it with you?
She did 17 days with me.
Wow.
Excellent.
How does she look and feel?
Oh, my God. She looks hot. She looks really good. And
maybe we could have her call in next week and
do her
story.
Well, not next week, but it would be the next time we're on, because next week is a recorded call with the testimonials that Bob and I did.
Right.
And then the 7th is the first one, and so that will be Dave and Amy talking about whatever, some products or something. So the next time... It would be great if she could call in on July 14th, which is the second Wednesday of July.
Right. If you
could
mark that date down,
Tim.
And we'll have
Perfect.
Her. Maybe we'll talk to you prior to that and have her beginning of the call.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so
we're just
about to the end of the call. Tim, thank you so much. That was a wonderful testimony. I'm really grateful and happy that you were able to get on the call tonight and share that beautiful story with us.
Yeah.
That
now,
is
folks,
great. Keep
all
up the
you
good
folks
work.
Listening right now, if you have people that have been trying to lose weight, you need to have them listen to this call because that's powerful.
Right.
I definitely have a lot of people here I've been inspiring. People come up to me and off the street and, hey, man, I can see you're losing weight. What are you doing? What's going on? Everyone's like really, they want to get into it now. So I've been inspiring a lot of people here.
That's great.
And I'm willing to help whoever needs help. And share this beautiful gift with him.
Excellent. Michael, Dr. Mike, did you want to say anything else?
Well, just that we really appreciate your telling us your story, Tim, and all the help you give us, Joel. It makes it possible. And we do want you folks who are listening. We want you to share these calls with people that can benefit from them. And also, let us know what types of things that you want. Hopefully, in 3 weeks, one of the things that we're going to address are I get lots of women who are calling about, hormonal problems and menopause who are using some of our products and, they're still having difficulty. So we're going to address that because that's a big problem. So hopefully we can shed a little light on that and hopefully get some testimonials maybe about people that have had successes.
Great.
All right.
Well, once again, same time, same place next week. God bless. Be happy, be safe, and be well. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Good night.
Thank you, and remind everyone it's going to be a great call next week, pre-recorded, and you don't want to miss this. And anyone who's interested, get them on the line.
You don't want to miss any Wednesday with us.
Exactly.
Do I call this line right here?
Yeah, this one right here. Yeah.
I call, so if I want to record a testimonial, I call this line?
No. This is the call that you call in if you want to listen to any of the Wednesday calls.
Yeah, we'll call you off the line and explain everything to you about that.
Sounds good. Great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Aloha, you guys.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks, Joel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.